Hello and welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and if you're just joining us, we are here celebrating Women's History Month, and we have a guest, Buki Ayo, who is a feminine coach and motivational speaker, and she's joining us via Zoom, and she is in the Netherlands. So Buki has been sharing with us about her journey in starting her company Femtitude and what she is doing to make history and make her mark in the world. And I'm just so excited to continue this conversation. So welcome back, Buki.
Thank you so much. And I, as well, am very excited to continue.
So before we went to break, I was saying that I wanted to ask about challenges that you've had to overcome in your field as a businesswoman, as a Black businesswoman. Just what are some of the challenges that you've faced and maybe currently are still facing?
I think the biggest one is not being taken seriously. And especially because what I do has this connection with our sexuality and, you know, our femininity. And in current society, we still don't see enough of that being praised. And you do see like the Me Too movement and feminism. It's getting more popular. However, when people see you move in a feminine way or connect to your sensuality, people often think like, okay, you must be an exotic dancer, or it's like, that's all you do. And it's very taboo for a lot of people to connect to your sensuality, while in fact, it is a source of so much magic and strength. I think mainly that, not being taken seriously. Also, when the coaching was involved and started to really grow and people started coming because of the coaching and not necessarily the dancing, there were also a lot of people who said, yeah, no, I don't want to come because, you know, I don't see myself dancing sexy. That's not for me. While when you are in a class, and we do have the body movement part, you can actually experience it as something completely different than dancing sexy. It's not necessarily dancing sexy. It's rather connecting to your inner feminine. It's connecting to parts of ourselves that we have not yet tapped into, where when we start tapping into these parts of ourselves, it's like a world opens. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but I do feel that there is becoming more awareness. Awareness is definitely growing. It's 2021. I mean, it's time. And I think that this year is definitely going to like have a big impact, even though we're still in a lockdown. A lot of people are noticing symptoms of feeling burned out or overworked, and you don't have the time to take a step back because you're always in this space, which is normally the space during the day, work in your office, whatever, not if you're an entrepreneur, of course. Or maybe you have like not a home office, but now you're constantly in your own space. I think that a lot of people are going to need that balanced feminine energy by the end of this year. And then the whole world is going to know me.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I must say, unfortunately, not getting paid. There are way too many people still. When dance is involved, they don't have a budget, even though what I do is not just simply dance. It's actually coaching, and dance is a tool of the coaching because of the strong connection between mind and body. And then people just say, we don't have coaching budget. We have dancer budget. How do you see me, as a dancer or as a coach? And I like to see myself as a coach that uses dance as a tool, because what I do is not simply dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see how that would be a challenge. I mean, anytime you do something that's new and so innovative and creative as what you're doing, there's going to be coaching for people to even understand what you do. Like, you've got to help connect the dots. You got to coach them through that process. So what kind of has helped you with past challenges? Like, do you have kind of like a toolbox of things that you could say helps move you past those things?
I would say definitely listening to my intuition. What do I feel? And opening up to what I feel. And I used to be a person when I would feel something or I knew that I was going to feel something, some sort of emotion that wasn't pleasant, I would think, okay, just skip through it, you know, go really fast through the emotions so you don't have to sit with it. And now instead of rushing through it, I sit with it and I really experience the emotion. Because when you allow it to be there, when you allow it to be a part of you, that's when you can start accepting it. You can start healing from this experience. But when you always rush through it, there's going to be this moment when these feelings are going to catch up, mm-hmm. you know, and then you have to heal then. And that's when you hit that wall and you have a burnout. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa, what's happening? So I would definitely say tap into your intuition, listen to your feelings, but also listen to your timing. And when I had a burnout, which was like a huge thing because I felt so stuck and I simply couldn't move anymore, I started listening to my timing. When somebody asked me, do you want to go out or, you know, have a drink? I would listen and I would ask myself, do I want to go out? And then I would wait until I felt like I was making an answer. If there was nothing, I would say no. Or I would try new stuff and then I would feel something. You know, it's like this process, like I felt like a toddler. How do I feel? How do I feel? Is it my time to do this? Do I feel like I want to do it right now? Okay, let's go. And then when I wouldn't like it, I'd be like, no, okay, wait, no, I shouldn't do this anymore. This is not nice. This is not for me.
Yeah.
So following your own timing and just also spontaneity. When you try something new for the first time, you can feel all these like little things happening. Wow, I feel a little nervous. I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach. Like, wow, is this how it's supposed to feel? Life is so beautiful because you learn all these new things. You get all these new energies. So definitely spontaneity. And I would, advise anyone to just go for it. If you want to do something, if you want to overcome an obstacle, don't be afraid to look at it, but look it straight in the eye and see it for what it is.
Yeah.
A stupid example maybe is spiders. I'm scared of spiders. they're just, I don't like how they look, you know, they have so many legs and they're so skinny legs, you know? And then somebody told me like, why don't you just look at it? And then when you look at it and you just look at it from up close, you're like, okay, actually now I've seen what it looks like and it's not that scary. But when you always, you know, there's a spider in the corner of your room and you're like, oh, I'm afraid to look at it. That's when it becomes this big thing. But when you look at it from up close, you're like, oh, it's just this. Oh, okay. I can handle this. And that's how I kind of do life right now. So I look at it. What is it really?
Yeah.
Am I scared of it with a reason? Or is it just me, you know, like, what's happening? And then most of the time, it's actually doable or I can figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I love everything about what you just said. And I think that we as women can all relate to needing to look at the thing. You know, we're so used to like our shoulds, that term like shoulding all over yourself. And it's like, you know, it's I should feel this way, or I should say yes, or I should go do this thing or whatever. And really being able to stop and just be present with yourself and say, okay, first of all, I'm going to just trust my intuition. And, you know, I'm going to trust my timing. I'm going to take a moment to like, really, I love what you said about that. Like, do I want to do this? Like, hold on, before I give that answer, we've lost that. A lot of us as women, we've been so conditioned to just be pleasers and to be givers. And and so to just connect back with yourself and your own feelings like is huge. And it reminds me of that saying, I don't know if it's like a Chinese proverb or like I don't know, it's some kind of proverb that says what you resist persists. So, you know, just talking about that kind of thing reminds me about the spider. It's like, if you resist looking at it, it's always this thing that you have to be afraid of. But as soon as you do like the shadow work, so to speak, and you're like, let's just look at it. Let's pull it up. Let's look at it. Let's move forward. That's huge. Huge. So,
it is.
So I think, you know, those would also be really good things for us as women to practice. If you're a woman who wants to kind of break out and do her thing, and maybe she's been sitting here kind of pushing everything away, not really looking at things, and wants to really step into her own, what additional advice, if any, would you give her? Like if she's got like that kind of fear holding her back, or if she's got trauma holding her back, what would you say to her to help her kind of overcome that? And be her own history maker. I hope that question made sense.
It does. It does. Okay. It absolutely does. Yeah. I would say do it for you. What I say to all my clients is you are the most important person in your universe.
Yeah.
And with that, no one is going to do it for you. No one is going to ask you to constantly do it. Do the work, Bookie, do the work. No, it has to be me. Do it for me.
Yeah.
I want to do it for me because I know that I deserve it. I know that I am what I'm worthy of. If you do it for somebody else, if you do it because you think it's cool, then I hate to say it, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But if you do it because you truly believe that this is what you want, if you truly believe that this is what you deserve, then you're going to be pushing yourself all the time and telling yourself, okay, you know what? Let's try it again. Let's try it again. And also, let me say this in a nice way.
Okay.
Let me say this in a nice way. Also, don't baby yourself.
Mm.
Don't baby yourself. And with don't baby yourself, I don't mean this in a mean way, but you're stronger than you think you are. And I know that strong is this like, it's almost like a buzzword. We're women, we're strong, yes, but we really are. If it wasn't for us, we wouldn't be going through it. There's a lot of women out there who are not seeing what they're capable of. And you don't know what you're capable of until you start trying it. So I would suggest don't baby yourself. Don't always think, oh my God, no, I can't do it. Just start small. Take a baby step, literally. Yeah. Okay, you want to do something and you want people to know you, then start trying to be visible online and see how that works out. If people are going to judge you, guess what? That's always going to happen. There's always going to be people who judge you. But it's up to you to find and attract your soul's tribe. The people who are destined to be with you, follow you, buy from you, those people you will attract while being yourself, not while being somebody else or pursuing something that somebody else is doing because you think it's cool. As soon as you start being who you are, and you can take it as slow as you want to, but you have to start doing it eventually, that's when you're going to attract people who recognize themselves in you, who can relate to what you've been through, or who can relate to what you want to do in the world. And I think then the most important word maybe is authenticity. We don't need somebody else who's already existing. We need you. Yeah. We need you and your authenticity. We want your story. We want your struggle. We want all the dirt. But yes, we also want to see this beautiful potential. Like, oh my God, if this is possible, who knows what I can do? You inspire people by being yourself. There's nothing as beautiful as daring to be vulnerable and connecting because of vulnerability. And I think that's the power of sisterhood, yeah, connecting through vulnerability. So go out there, be yourself. You will attract the right people. And the people who are not for you, they're simply not for you, which is fine because they're going to be attracted to somebody else. And when they're not attracted to you, at least you can say, well, I didn't waste my time on that person.
That's right.
Yep, that's it.
Great advice. Thank you, Bookie.
You're welcome.
When people think of you as a woman who is making history right now, today in 2021, when people look back, what would you most want to be known for?
Ah, this is a beautiful question, Christina. This is a beautiful question. There's a lot of things I want to be known for, but I think the main thing which I currently feel like I want to be known for is that we as women, we don't need to chase this old school, old-fashioned masculine way of life. We have been conditioned to believe that hard work is what gives us, I mean, and hard work, yes, but hustle gives us a good life. But what we do is we tend to like focus on the masculine way. But when we start tapping into that feminine way, this is where your happiness lies. Mm-hmm. And this is where we as women feel enough. Because when we constantly tap into this masculine energy, this masculine side, these masculine traits, that's when we're going to feel overworked or overwhelmed or burned out. And we constantly feel like we're, you know, we're taking steps forward and pop, we hit another wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, you know, we have to start healing again. We have to recover and then we can go again. Instead of how beautiful would it be if you could actually keep moving forward in life. And sometimes you go a little bit to the left and sometimes you go a little bit to the right, but you can keep moving with peace of mind, with happiness, with content, with, you know, all, yes, these beautiful energies instead of constantly working and trying so hard, and then pop, you have to start all over again because, you know, you were working with an energy that is not necessarily your own. And I want women to understand that you are enough as you are. You don't have to chase this other way. As you said, we often tend to please people. We think that we have to please people all the time. But when you focus and you rethink this narrative of wanting to please people, and you shift it to wanting to please yourself, this is where the magic happens. When you're yourself, I couldn't say it any different, you know, this is where the magic happens.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, man. Well, on that note, we're just going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'd love for you to, in closing, just share how our listeners can connect with you, because I know that they're going to want to. So we'll be right back. You'll have an opportunity to do that.
Great.